I'm giving y'all Blog Talk Radio.
Show y'all something. Check this out. Let me show y'all something that y'all don't even fucking know. Y'all don't even see when you are looking at the drop and you're not looking at the ocean, you don't even see what the fuck that you're what you're doing right now. You are doing it, but you don't understand what it is you're doing. Let me show you. Thank you. Wrong wasn't been a day. Yes. Great job, gentlemen. Listen. If you look at the bottom floor of what I'm showing you right here, the bottom square, okay? Let's call that your arithmetic floor. And in your floor of your arithmetic, you've got an adding, you got a room that you created to add. You've got a room that you created to subtract. You got a room that's for division, multiplication, decimals, and fractions. All of you got a room that you have built for that, that you access when you need it. If I were to ask you guys, what is 5 plus 5, by the time I finish the 5 of the 5 plus 5, excuse me, you guys already access the information because you trust and believe the information to a point where you built a structure in your, I'm just showing you, in your whole kingdom, right? Your monopoly. You have a structure in your mind right now that you can count from 1 to fucking infinity if you want to, okay? Okay? You guys have this. So, Nate, what I'm saying to you, brother, hold on, let me take this down. Nate, what I'm saying to you is this. You have got to, this is why I say every day, you've got to knock a wall down and you must begin to build the next section of your mansion, your world, your castle, your Mount Olympus, whatever you want to call it. You are always constantly knocking walls down, because the thing that will intrigue women. See, let me explain something about women. Women know average very well. They know how average thinks, how average moves, how average behaves. That's why they don't want to be with average. Because every time they think they're close to you and figuring you out, you have just expanded your realm that just expanded her high, which makes her want to even get with you even more. Guys, this is beautiful. But this is infinite, man. This doesn't stop. It only stops, gentlemen, when you believe and fight for that drop. When you listen and you believe in the drop, and you choose not to go into, turn around and get all the information of the ocean, you will always remain average because you choose not to build, gentlemen. Oh, the line's open, guys, if y'all want to call in. I'm sorry, I put the number up. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me pop that up. But, guys, does that make any sense? Guys, does that make any sense? Guys, give me a second. Let me get a drink of water, and let's do a just a quick commercial. Just a quick ad. Just a quick hello, how you doing type thing. Let me just do a quick ad. It's been a while. I've been talking for a few hours, and I didn't kick an ad in. So let me just throw one out at you. Let's just do this real quick.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the manmindset.com dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to the manmindset.com dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, guys, we're back. 515-605-9373 is the number, guys. We on fire today, man. We are on fire today. Because I don't, listen to me, guys, at the end of the day, I don't want you to be a man in her eyes. I don't want you to be a name in her eyes. I want you to be an experience that she can't get from any other motherfucker out there. It is the experience that makes her come back. It is the experience that makes her realize that, you know what? I need to straighten my fucking ass out, or I'm really going to lose him to somebody else. And I know how the experience is. See, when a woman knows what you're about and she knows what you're capable of doing, women don't want other women to experience that shit, man. They don't want that shit to go down like that, guys. Y'all hear what the fuck I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to get y'all guys to see. You are the, when she walks into your life, okay, she's expecting what? How do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? What are you looking for? Why did y'all break up? What college did you go to? I mean, she's expecting that, right? I want to be not only, guys, listen to me. The beautiful thing about an experience, all right, is the high an average woman gets. Now, I'm not saying the woman is average. I'm saying the woman that's in an average relationship, all she knows, like I said before, is like baloney. Baloney or spam. You know, every day she's eating baloney, and every day she's eating spam. And she's like, God damn, you know what? This baloney ain't bad. Man, oh, we having spam today? This liverwurst is really good. Oh, man. Dude, this liverwurst, this is the best spam, baloney, or liverwurst I've ever had in my life. Oh, my God. It's the best, right? Wait, what's that? A steak? What is a steak? It looks different. All right, well, let me try it. Damn, it cuts easily. Y'all remember, I watched SpongeBob. Y'all remember when Squidward tasted the Krabby Patty for the first time? You remember he got hooked? Y'all, I'm a sponge. Guys, don't judge me. Fuck y'all. I'm a kid. There was a SpongeBob episode where Squidward never had a Krabby Patty ever in his life. And SpongeBob kept bugging Squidward to try it. Try the Krabby Patty. Come on, Squidward, try it. And Squidward kept saying, no, I don't want to try that Krabby Patty. It's just a hamburger, right? And what Squidward did, he didn't take a bite of the patty. He just bit a small little morsel of that bitch, and he got hooked on Krabby Patties. He was just stuffing that shit down his throat. What I'm saying to you guys is this, is your experience is the same way. Women are not used to above average men, gentlemen. That's the allure. That's what draws them in is the above average man. You don't have to dress nice. If you have to dress nice for yourself, do it. I'm fine with that. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, and let me check the phone lines, what's important for you guys out there is I want you to be above average. Above average changes up the game for you because everything you do is above average. When's the last time you were in a car with a woman and you just leaned over, grabbed her hand, and kissed it? Just that little, guys, do you know the average guy gets in a car with a woman and doesn't even touch her? He's like all the way over here on his side, like driving and shit. Doesn't touch her. He doesn't tell her how good she smells. He doesn't try to tickle her. He doesn't do any. The average guy will get in a car and just drive that bitch wherever he's got to go. The average guy. The guy that has experience in his mind is saying, everything I do, I'm not trying to create an experience, because I am an experience. What it looks like I do is something that I just, it's just in me. You always look, everything you look at are ways to just show a woman why she should invest her pussy into you. Why, when she has a choice between you, the guy that has money, the guy that's got the job, the car, the guy that's got the chiseled body and all that other shit, why is she choosing you over them? Because all these guys are the same average thing. They just have different jobs and stuff, okay? Do y'all see what I'm saying? What I'm saying to you guys out there, don't be average. I want you to be an experience. Because women have never experienced a man. The average woman out there, they, guys, why do you guys think 50 Shades of Grey was so fucking, like, that Magic Mike? Because women have, you know what's weird that y'all don't know? Women go to those male, like, you know how guys go to strip clubs and shit like that? Do you know women go to fucking male strip clubs and they go fucking buck wild crazy in that motherfucker? Why? Because they love what, gentlemen? The experience. Because they know they're not getting that at home. And the more they hang out with average guys, the more they're going to be thinking about you, because an average guy can only give a woman what? An average experience. But remember, the average experience that a guy is giving a woman, to her, is great until she runs into someone that's above average. That's what changes and fucks up her world, because her world is like, okay, I'm with a great guy. He's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's swell. You know, we have our ups and downs. It's just a regular old relationship, marriage, or living. It's just, he's just okay. You know, it's just every day is, you know, it's the same old fucking Oreo cookies every damn day, but I'm so used to it that this is the best I can get, right? Until she meets an above average man. Because above average man takes her fucking world. Guys, remember, their world and blow it up. We give her an experience to where she doesn't want the drop herself. She wants to see how deep the ocean is. How far? Remember I told my client last night to ask that chick how deep you want to go. Remember that? How deep you want to go? You remember you asked her that question? Hold on, let me find the question. Hold on a second. Yeah, I remember that, David. That was good. That's a good one, brother. Yes, I do remember that. But, gentlemen, do y'all remember last night when we were talking live on the air, when I told him to ask that woman, unscripted, how deep do you want to go, right? Y'all remember that shit? Let me see if I can find that shit. Let me see. Let me see if this is it right here. No, that's not. No, that's her talking about his soft kisses and shit. But I want y'all to see this shit, how deep. Because this is how your life can be. Let's see if this is it. Do you see that right there, what I told him about the drug of me? So you can become even more addicted to my dick. Now, gentlemen, before I show you this, guys, this is the woman right here. Let me cover her little ass up. But, gentlemen, this woman right here, okay? This woman right here, all right, said what? Do you think it's possible for me to be more addicted to you? That perfect dick. I already think about it all day. When you're with me, and even more when you're not. What did she say, gentlemen? Look at what she said. It's like, we don't make this shit up. She said, "Can I handle more?" The experience, gentlemen. That's what I'm. This is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. The experience of what I'm trying to get y'all guys to do. I want y'all to monopolize the game, man. I want y'all to be the baddest motherfuckers where a woman, she doesn't know if you're coming or going. But the only way you're going to do that is you've got to start building you've got to start with the blueprint. Remember? The blueprint of building your experience starts with how you feel about yourself. How's a woman going to tell you that you're out of her league when you don't even believe in yourself? You have got to build it. And this is just day one. This is you see to the left, you can knock out that wall and add another room. You can knock that wall out. You can put layers on top of layers. You can, guys, this doesn't end, man. It never ends. It is a continuous growth spurt that a woman is not used to, gentlemen. It's continuous. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. But you've got to ask yourself the question, though. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Are you satisfied with the drop? Because nobody's saying you got to be. Some guys look at what I'm saying and saying, "Steve, that's way too much." I remember when we were doing a school of dating show, when a guy calls in, he's like, "Steve, man, that's way, dude. Look, as much as I love what you're doing, dude, it's just too much to do, man. I ain't gonna do it. I quit, man. I can't do that. I can't. There's no. It's just too much work." Brothers, listen, all the guys that listen to me, it's not work. It's fun. It is nothing like tearing down a wall and expanding your world. The more you expand, the better you are. The more you have to give women, to give them an experience that they've never had before, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. They're not used to the man. Like, let me give you an example of, yes, whiskey, exactly. Guys, let me give you an example. If you're doing this right, and you're expanding, there should be a room that, okay, the dirty talk room, all right? The dirty talk room. Now, in the dirty talk room, it's made up of sex and things like that. Now, this is just, guys, this is just texting, voicemail, or video. I'm going to give you an example of how your mind should work on expanding your mindset, okay? Okay, give you an example. Driving, I ain't got nothing to do but think, because you should be thinking all the time. And I'm like, you know what? I would love to put a woman on top of the kitchen table. Okay. Kitchen table, I got that. All right, I'm going to put on top of the kitchen table in my dirty talk room, right? And you can leave it alone. You don't have to touch it. You can just say, okay, that's just a track. All right, that's one track. Now, let's say 3 weeks later, you're driving again, doing nothing, and you're like, Yeah, you know what would be cool? If her and I are eating, and I kind of slide over to her, and I whisper some stuff in her ear, we make it now, we rip each other's clothes. Okay, that's another thought. So I'll grab the track of the sex on the kitchen table, but I'm going to add to it. See, all you're doing is adding layers. And now I'm going to put it away. Now, for instance, if you're texting a woman, right? Let's say you're texting her. And she said, oh, I'm just at the table eating. Light bulb. Okay, well, let me go into the dirty talk area. Let me grab the track of her, of what I imagine sex on the kitchen table. So while she's talking about she's eating her food on the kitchen table, I can start telling her about an experience I want to have with her while she's eating her food to end up fucking her on the kitchen table. Do y'all see what the fuck I'm saying right here? How deep this game is? But it starts with a thought that can come in and culminate into deep. That's just one room, guys. Sight beyond sight. Yeah, that's some lying no shit. Sight beyond sight. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. Y'all guys should be sitting around thinking in your head. If I want to have a dirty talk session with a woman, if I want to go live on video with a woman and I want to turn her on and I want to set the mood, and I'm going to go off the top of my dome. Now, guys, I'm going to get this as free. I'm going to throw you some free shit. I want to give her a sexual experience so she can masturbate to, that she can imagine me, because most guys who are average don't talk this way. So where are we going to be at? Where am I going to set? What is the setting of where we're going to be at? Is it going to be on the car hood? Why it's raining outside? Is it going to be in the forest while we're camping? Is it going to be at the laundromat? The jacuzzi? Is it going to be in the bathroom? Is it going to be in the pool? Is it going to be us sneaking away in the gym? Is it going to be in the movie theater? Where is it going to be at? Is it going to be at the airport? Is it going to be in a limo? Is it while we're driving or while we're on horseback or while we're walking? While we're on the subway? Is it going to be while we're in an Uber? Or is it going to be while we're at a crowded bar? Where is it going to be at? The living room with the windows open in the daytime or the night? Is it going to be in the library? Oh, especially with the college girls. It could be the college library. Is it going to be on the 50-yard line? Is it going to be at a concert? Is it going to just going at the airport and watching the planes over our head? Is it going to be in the greenhouse? Is it going to be, I don't know, underneath the fucking Christmas tree at the zoo, the middle of a fucking field, the museum, a gazebo? Is it going to be at the mall, the ballpark, the shooting range, the hunting lodge? Where is it? Where is my setting going to be? You see that, guys? I'm only trying to expand. Y'all guys are so busy like, hey, what are you doing? Y'all not even thinking about, is it going to be while we're in the car wash, while we're in, you know, one of those mechanical car wash joints, you know what I mean? The rooftop. Is it while you're tanning? Is it me watching you when you take a shower? Is it going to be with putting Jell-O on you, hotel room? Where's it going to be? The pool table, tennis courts. Where's it going to be at? Wet grass, the sand, the stairwell, bowling alley, elevator, closet. Where's it going to be at? At a wedding, a funeral, at the museum. God, I'm giving you so many, man. You're going to fuck her head up because she's not even thinking on this level, man. Think about this. What guys think this deep about the game and spitting yak and putting flavor in her ear, flavor in her eyes, the steam room, at the golf course at night, on private property, maybe in a rented house. Where am I going to set the mood with you to make you play with your pussy and make you come? And you're going to remember the experience, because what guy takes a woman outside of her bedroom when he's trying to make her come? Think about that, guys. Come on, man. Come on, man. That's why Unc is a bad motherfucker. That's what I keep telling y'all, man. I got to think about this shit, because you're given experience, man. And this is just through texting. This could be a text message, a voice message. It could be a video message. You can go live. Guys, when's the last time you guys told a woman, you know what I want to do? I just want to watch you take a shower. Let's get a nap. I just want to watch you wash your body. I'm going to sit back and watch you set the phone in the shower. And I just want to watch you wash your body. How many of you motherfuckers even do that kind of shit, man? How many of you guys have ever done that with a woman? Try it. Next one, if you got a woman that you messing with or something like that, you'll fuck her head or tell her, you know what I want you to do? I want you to know what? Let me know the next time you take a shower, because that's something I want to do with you. Huh? Yeah, something I want to do with you. And when she's taking a shower, before she says, okay, I'm about to take a shower. Okay, this is what I want you to do. Take the phone in there. Set it up either on the bathroom counter or something, and let me watch you wash your body. I just want to watch you wash your body. And so I'm not saying I want to watch you play with yourself and all that shit. I just want to watch you wash your body. How many of y'all motherfuckers are cool enough to say that kind of shit? The average man doesn't say that shit. When's the last time you heard a woman even, like, matter of fact, if y'all don't believe me, I know y'all got, like, girls that are friends. Ask them if they ever had a guy ask them to set up the camera so they can just watch them take a shower. Some will say yes. I'm not going to say they all won't. But what I'm saying is that you're not only expanding what you're doing, but you're also expanding her mind, because she never thought, wow, I've never had somebody to make me do something like this before. I've never had a man want to watch me take a shower. That can go a long way, guys. That definitely can go a long way. But that's the importance that I'm trying to show you in this motherfucking game, man. That's how the game go, brother. That's how it works. And if y'all do it right, you'll win every time. Because the average guy will never give a woman an experience. Guys, like even with the croissants, man. When's the last time you made a French toast croissant for a woman? A side of yogurt and fucking cut up fruit in the morning. Just for shits and giggles. Wait. When's the last time y'all did that? Because what you guys don't know is that if you do that for a woman, who the fuck you think she's going to sell you to? Hey, girl, you ain't going to believe this. Yeah, no, he's not a jerk. No, we're not breaking up. He's no. I just want to let you know. You won't believe what he did. And you ready? The next thing you'll say, he did this. Or she's going to say, I never had a man to do this. And, girl, he just did that. You're going to be the first of a lot of firsts in her life that she's never even experienced. Do you see what I'm saying, guys? You're gonna be the first of several firsts out there. And what I'm saying to you guys is that when you become the first, that's a first impression that is ingrained in her. when you are the first to do things that she's never experienced before, there will never be another first. You are the first. Everybody else comes second. Y'all ain't even ready for that, dog. Y'all ain't even thinking. Oh, my goodness. The average woman is filled with nothing but average firsts. They've never really experienced what it's like being with a man. They haven't. They've never thought that high. Because they thought, like the zebras, hey, this is the best zebra of the group. Hey, he's an alpha male, so he's running shit, right? And what's the zebra doing? Running around, beating up all the other, like the betas and the Charlie zebras and shit. He running around running shit. He running around fucking all the zebras. Just running around thinking he tough shit. Oh, I'm the best of the best. Yeah, I smash all the zebra bitches in this bubble. I'm the top zebra. Who wants to challenge me? Or whatever the fuck, right? He think he the shit. Yeah, I'm running around. I'm big the bad zebra, right? Until a fucking lion roll up on his ass. Then he like, oh my God, guys, run. Run. Flee. Scatter. Run. And that's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. The world, guys, let me explain something to y'all. And this is the best news, not even about the women. I told you we get a batch of brand new women. But we also get a new batch of average men that are going to push women towards you. We get a new batch of average guys that know nothing about women, know nothing about sex. They know nothing about putting flavor in her ear. They don't know how to put flavor in her eye. They're just average. And these guys are going to be seen as great men to a lot of women until that woman runs into a real motherfucking man. That's the truth, guys. That's why I'm trying to show you, man. You've got to don't be mad or don't be upset if people get mad at you, because they're gonna get mad at you. Y'all remember the message, right? Let me see if I can find that shit. Y'all remember the message of the guy? Hold on, let me show you. Let me show you how it is when you average and shit. I'm going to show you the lifestyle of an average motherfucker. Hold on. Wait, that's a chick talking. Wait, that's a chick. Hold on a second. Let me show you the lifestyle. I showed you this before, but let me show you. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wait. All these women and shit. Hold on. Oh, wait, that's the threesome he had. He showed me the chicks he fucked on the threesome. Hold on a second. Man, all these women. God damn, man. Y'all should be killing it right now, man. I can't understand how y'all not killing it. All right, so first thing. Let me see if I can find out what's that. Hold on a second. And I'm not. Don't want to call in. 515-605-9373 is the number. Steve, man. Let me find that motherfucker, man, because I want y'all to see what it's like being average. And this is a message from his boy. Like, that's the woman talking and shit again. I got a lot of women messages, so y'all got to excuse the women messages and shit. But y'all got to hear this shit. This shit is funny as fuck. But this is how average guys see shit, because they average, they never think they can win. Average guys never think they can win. All right, hold on a second. Let me find that shit. Let's see. Oh, here it is. I found it, guys. So let me play another clip to kill and erase what I found. and then I'm going to play it. Now, guys, I'm going to show you what average sounds like, okay? Remember, guys, I'm going to show you what average sounds like. Shit. I went so far down, I fucking lost that shit. So I'm going to show you what average sounds like with the average guy, how the average guy thinks, how he talks. All right, hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
I'm admiring you because you're so fucking sexy.
She's just admiring. That's like I'm admiring you because you're so fucking sexy. But listen to this. Here's what this is a message from an average guy to the dude. Listen. Shit, man. Motherfucker, come on, Steven. Are you fucking serious? Hold on. Shit. Man, fuck. I know what I did. I hate to. I hate about all these damn messages, man. It just clutters shit. Here you go. I'm going to show you this shit. Here the average guy. I want to play that shit right now. But here we go.
You being around.
Oh, that's not the woman. That's a woman. Shit. Here we go. Sorry, guys. I apologize for the fuck up or the delay. Here we go. I'm just scrolling. There's so many fucking messages, dude. Give me a second. So many messages. Man. All right, here we go. About to pull it up right motherfucking now. I know where that motherfucker is. I'm going to play that bitch. I should have played it the first time.
It literally starts off like,
hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
I'm like, no, bitch.
Yeah, you play football with Michael Coleman.
I'm like,
oh, yeah, Mike's my boy. How is he? I hope he's doing well.
Okay. Mike,
see that shit? See that shit? See that? That's what I'm trying to show you, man. Women gonna be asking your guy friends about you. Hey, man, what you been doing, man? All I see is these girls. All they do is talk about you, gossip about you. Why are they asking me what you doing? Because women love above average men. That's what I want to show you guys. All right, let me check the phones and everything. Guys, y'all have questions. Y'all go ahead and pop these questions in. Because tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking about the drop versus the ocean. So we're going to continue this. But remember, guys, and as you are working on flirt to fuck and all this other stuff, we are building your sections. Every section has sections on top of it. So I'm just giving you an overview of just areas. Eyes, ears, body, mind. That's it. But I want y'all to see that. But if y'all got questions, go ahead. I'll cut off the calls because no one's calling in. So we'll shut off the phone calls and stuff like that. And Frederick, what's your point, Frederick? What's your point? I'm trying to educate you, brother. I'm not here to knock you. I'm asking you, what is the point statement that you made? And I'm